Acts chapter number 20, we're going to read verse number 35. This is really going to help me set up the scene for what I'm wanting to discuss tonight. A few weeks ago, actually a few months ago, we went through how a pastor is supposed to, I shouldn't say the word behaving, but how they're supposed to betray themselves. We used the word trim. We went through that. I decided that, I was thinking about on Wednesday nights that we're going to go back and we're going to do the other part of this. And I figured, well, it's been a while since we've been on Wednesday nights, and with the things taking place there, I don't want to put this off any longer. So we're going to deal with another acronym tonight, and that's called SPEEDY. So if you want to write that down, we're going to go through those letters. Not all of them tonight. We're going to be dealing with the letter S tonight, and that is the word support. So as we begin reading verse number 35 of chapter number 20 of the book of Acts, it says this: I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's pray. Lord, again, we are grateful that we're able to be here tonight. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to open up your word, to see your truth. Lord, what a blessing it is that we have, and a great privilege that we can take advantage of this great book that you have and read it daily for the benefit of our lives, for the good. Lord, we know we are missing so many people tonight with vacations. Lord, I pray as they're away that you would just give them a blessed time away. Give them some time of refreshment as they come back. They'd be ready to go and to serve you with more eagerness. Lord, I pray for our sick tonight. Lord, I have a few that are on my mind. Lord, I just think of Mrs. Thurlow as she's still in the hospital. Lord, know that she's supposed to go home tomorrow, but God, I pray that as she's still there, you just give her healing in her body. Lord, I pray for Rachel Bach tonight as she's been going through a lot of pain these last few months in her neck and the uncomfortableness that she has. And Lord, now here in a couple weeks, she'll be having surgery. And so, God, I pray that this surgery would be successful, that you would give her healing to her body so that she would be able to do the things that she used to be doing. So, God, I pray she's working healing her body for that. And, Lord, I want to again lift up Emma Lynn to you tonight, that you just watch over her, Lord, with what she's going through in her body. God, I pray that you just give her a divine healing. Be with Christina as well, Lord. I know that she's struggling with this. I know she's tired, fatigued. Not only is she tired, but I believe Sterling in as well. And so, God, I pray that you just give them comfort during these times and just bring divine healing to them. And we ask it in your name. Amen. This verse here is one of the most quoted verses during Christmas time. It's better to give than receive. And a lot of people actually believe that because they like giving instead of receiving. For the next several weeks, we will be looking at a word called SPEEDY, S-P-E-E-D-Y. And we will take some time discovering what it means for us as believers to be living this out amongst each other. So often we fail to remember on how we are to react to each other and how we are able to be treating each other as well. The word that we'll be looking at tonight is SPEEDY, and what each letter represents in the life of a believer. Verse 35 uses the word support, specifically for the weak. It also uses another word that can be a better definition, and that is the word give. When you're supporting somebody or when you're showing support to somebody, you're actually giving them something. And so that's why I like how these two words go together. When we decide to show our support to someone, we are really doing is being giving towards them, hopefully because we have a love for them. Tonight, there are two groups of people that are in this world. And I'm going to describe a couple of these real quick. The first group is described as takers. Do you realize there's takers out there? Meaning they don't want nothing else in life but to actually take from everybody else. They are only concerned about themselves, taking advantage of others so that they can be the beneficiary of things that they don't really deserve. And so they're takers. Some will even take from those who have very little. I've seen that many times in my life where you see someone taking advantage of somebody who doesn't have anything to really give. And so they're takers that are around. The second group of people that are described are the ones that who are givers. I enjoy being around the people who give. I really do. And so this is a second group. This group of people will show their support in ways that will blow the mind away, things that I can't even comprehend. Some will show their support by giving of their money to somebody else who is in desperate need of it. That's a tremendous gift that God has bestowed upon an individual to be able to be a financial blessing to other people. And I'm not talking about that tonight, but I am talking that is a special way that we can show support to people who are in need. It is really a spiritual gift that God has bestowed upon people in this area. There are a few things, however, tonight that we need to consider when it comes to who or what we are to show support to. Giving at times, you folks know this as well as I do, giving at times is a sacrifice. Have you noticed some people who don't have a lot are usually the ones who give the most? It truly is. So giving is a sacrifice. Giving and being supportive to people too is a time when it's not really convenient for them. Have you ever noticed that? Some things come up, and you're like, well, hey, brother and sister so-and-so, they are in need, but it's not really convenient for me to be a help to them. It's not really convenient for me to be a support, or it's not really convenient to me to be giving to them. But regardless of the situation, because God has blessed me, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to be a blessing by supporting them. So how do we show support to those who we are called to worship with? You and I that are here tonight, we are to show support to one another. Before I even begin to answer that question, I want to see an area of where we can be a help to new believers. This is an important area for all of us to consider tonight. There is an area in the church that has not been practiced as well as it should be. And I'm not here to condemn that. I'm not here to put anybody down in that area, but it's just a fact of the matter. It hasn't been practiced very well in churches. And I'm not just talking about ours. It's churches everywhere. And that is this. We are all guilty of this very thing, and that is what we know is discipleship. Do you realize tonight new believers need to be shown support by the family of God to disciple them? You know, this past, back in November of last year, we've had the privilege to really open up a discipleship class. And it honestly, it started out just for a few people, and then it just kind of exploded into a group of 20, 23 people coming in being discipled. Could you imagine the time that we took to out of our lives, away from our families at time, to sit underneath some teaching? Could you imagine now taking what we have been taught and going out and showing support to these new believers that we have in our church? You know, the last 6 weeks, I believe it's the last 6 weeks, including this week, we have now a total of 7 young people that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. With that being said, these 7 young people need to be shown support by this body of believers. And what better way that we can do is by being an example in their life and then taking them underneath our wings and being able to disciple them in the Word of God. What a great opportunity that we have. Do you know a majority of new believers, and it's kind of why I'm dwelling on this just a little bit tonight, a majority of new believers drop off the scene rather quickly. And there's a reason why they drop off the scene rather quickly. One is because usually within the first week to the first month of someone becoming newly saved, Satan is attacking that individual. Satan will begin to attack that individual, and the thoughts will creep into mind, you're not good enough, what you really did, you didn't get saved, and begin to throw those doubts into those young believers. And unfortunately, because of that, Satan usually, the word that I want to use here, he usually wins them back. Does that take away their salvation? No, that doesn't take away their salvation. What they got was salvation. What they got was real. But now they're back into the same place where they came from. And that's why I believe that a church really needs to sit down and establish a discipleship program so that we can show support to these people who need it. Now imagine this. These are seven young people. I don't know their ages. I know they range anywhere between 12 years of age to 16, maybe 17 years of age. I know this, that you and I can be a great influence on their life. And I say this for a reason, because one of the men that invested their time into me when I was a young person, of course, Dallas is one of them, but even before Dallas, I had a guy in my life, and Dallas knows him, and Jeff knows him, and Christy, is Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald is a man who invested his time into me and showed me that I was important. And that has made a big influence on my life to this day. So new believers, they'll drop off the scene because there's a lack of a discipleship program in the church. And a church needs to have a group of people that's going to be that support system, one that's going to give them of their time to show them the things that's in the Word of God. I believe it's important to begin to establish a relationship with new believers. But here's what keeps us from establishing a relationship with many people. And I'm not just talking about new believers, I'm talking about many people. Because we're so comfortable in our own little friend groups that we have. I wonder how many people actually walk outside of these doors and never come back because they feel like they don't fit in. They feel like nobody has really taken the time to talk to me because they have their own little group of friends and here I am all by myself. Sometimes, here's what we need to do, folks. If you want to show support to somebody, get out of your comfort zone a little bit and be an encouragement to them. So we need to establish a relationship with new believers. I also feel it's important to begin to disciple new church members as well. I heard this just a few weeks ago from Brother Ziner, because Brother Ziner and I were talking about discipleship. Many of you folks don't know this, but he has actually written his own discipleship program. And I've read this, and it's very good, and I think that I will actually use his someday. But he was sitting in church here a few weeks ago, and this never dawned upon him. He said, the pastor of this church, whenever a new member comes in, whether they've been saved for 20 years or part of another church, but when they come in, here's what the pastor does. He disciples those new church members. And what takes place is, one, he begins to develop a relationship with them, and then he begins to show them support, begins to show them the love that they need to have at this point in time. And then it allows them to get to know the pastor as well and say, hey, man, this guy's really interested in how I think and how I feel. But getting back to a new believer, there are many questions that they'll have, which is why I say discipleship is very important. That's why it's important for us to show our support to them in this area. They have many questions that they'll have, and they need to be answered from what? From God's Word. It's a great time as well to develop a friendship with them as well. You see the great support system that you can have with an individual? There is a bond that is created like no other. It's very hard to explain, but in a sense, you become their spiritual leader. You become their spiritual parent. You've heard this story from me on a few occasions, but years ago, I can't remember how long it's been. I'm going to say it's been probably in the last 20 years where I had the privilege to sit down for a whole year to be able to disciple a young man by the name of Uriah. Uriah has not lived in Council Bluffs, Iowa, forever. But you know what Uriah does at least four times a year? He'll give me a call. It's usually on holidays, and he'll just call and be able to chat, and he talks about all the times that we sat in discipleship class. And then he begins to talk about how appreciative he has been of the support that he's not just given by the discipler, but by the people in the church who took the time to invest into him. And what a great opportunity that we are able to have in this area. Why this doesn't take place is for a few reasons. I'm just going to name one. One, we are scared to invest our time into the lives of people. Because of a word that I said earlier, it's not convenient for us. And I'm going to agree with you, there's times where it's not convenient. But when it comes to showing somebody the Word of God, and you're allowed, through that time, you're able to see the growth that they're being able to take place in their life because of the discipleship program, because of the support that you're showing, and because of the love that you're giving to them, you're going to see a tremendous growth in their life. And then they're going to be accountable to you as well. But we're afraid to invest our time into folks. For some reason, we don't think of discipleship as a way to show our support to others. But the impact that it has on lives is unbelievable. It truly is. Could you folks say with me that sat here in the class for the last few months, could you not say and agree with me what a great bond that was when that took place? And I know people are striving to get back to that. And I know I sound like I'm at a AA meeting here, but what a great support system that we're able to have. But we don't think of discipleship as a way to show our support, but the impact is unbelievable. And I'm going to give you some ways on how Jesus showed his support for us. And these are ways that we might overlook, but these are ways that are very simple. And here it is. When we take the time to read his word, he shows his support by what? Giving the answers that we're looking for. Jesus shows his support when we open up his word and we begin to read and we don't have the answers, but Jesus shows his support by giving us the answers that we seek. He shows support to us by listening. How often do we pray throughout the day? I know some folks pray constantly. When things come up, they're praying for this, they're praying for that, they're praying for individuals, whatever you can think of, they're praying for them. But Jesus shows support to us by listening to our prayers. I'm thankful to that tonight that not only do we have a God who listens to our prayers, but I'm thankful for a God that answers our prayers. You know, we spent a great deal of time tonight in prayer meeting just lifting up folks so that they can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I'm looking forward to the day where we can start marking those names off because of the faithfulness of God's people that are praying for them, which is why I'm trying to extend this not just in a prayer meeting, but you can take these lists home and begin to pray for them. And I'm sure family members would appreciate that. So he shows support by listening, and then he answers our prayers when it's according to his will and not ours. This is just a few ways that Jesus shows his support for us. But the last one I'm going to mention tonight is this. He shows his support for us in this area, his love. His love. He gives us his love. You know, we don't deserve it, but he gives us his love. I thank God for that. You know, some of us are, I'm throwing myself into, some of us can be very unloving at times. And why is that? Well, because we develop an attitude, we develop a rebellious heart, we become negative on some things, and we develop that type of a nature, and we can become unloving. Despite how we are, Jesus still loves us. I'm thankful for that. The second way we can show that we are givers and not just takers is this, is that God gave us all the ability to pray. God's people go through some difficult times in life, and I'm going to name some things, because this is going to help us to be more supportive towards other believers that are amongst us. And not just amongst us, but people that are out in the world. Think about this. Why did I say people out in the world? Well, first of all, we're sitting here tonight. I believe most of us are saved. But when you go out to the world and you begin to show support to people who are lost, guess what that can do to that individual? It can cause them to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that's amazing. So the second way we can show that we are givers, not just takers, is take the time to pray. So we go through difficult times. What are those difficult times? Well, for example, people become sick. People become sick. I was talking to some folks here this morning in church, and I said, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. And said, man, sorry, we've been out sick. And I didn't know that until they showed up. And I said, hey, the next time you get sick, give me a call. Because the least that I can do for you is to pray for you. And that's what we can do for others. You know, and I got a phone call yesterday from Brother Thurlow to begin to tell me about his wife and how she's been laid up in the hospital. And I wasn't able to go visit her at that point in time and say, hey, brother, before I go, can I just pray for you and pray for your wife? And he let me do those things. You mean you took the time on the phone to pray? Folks, I'm not saying this to put me up on a pedestal, because that's the last thing I want. I'm showing you that we have advantages. God's given us a place to do these things, and we got to take advantage of it. And I knew he really appreciated that. And it was a great time just to be able to pray with him. You might ask, did you have your eyes closed? Yeah, I had my eyes closed. I was meeting business with God. So we have that time when people are sick. Some we can be in prayer for, because some become poverty stricken. There are folks who do not have the finances as somebody else, especially in our world today. I mean, look around how inflation has gone up and the wages they've stayed in the same place. And so people don't have the money that they used to have, and so now they're in this poverty situation, and you and I can be a great support system, and we might not be able to help them out financially, but the greatest thing, that we can do is pray for somebody. You know who can deliver somebody from their financial woes? It's God. God can deliver people from those things. And he can do it as quick as that, or he can wait until a few months down the road. But I tell you what, when God answers those things, it's a true miracle. So sickness, poverty, and the other one I'm going to deal with is some who lose loved ones. People who lose their loved ones, it's very difficult. And the way people go through those are different than somebody else. But just because somebody loses somebody that is saved and they're in the presence of the Lord doesn't mean that they don't go through the grieving and mourning process. Some people automatically think, oh, they're so-and-so's in heaven, so they ought to be happy. Yes, that is true, but there's nothing happy in death. When you see your loved one pass before you, where's happiness in that? I understand we have happiness that they're with the Lord. I get that. But the actual death process is very hard on individuals. And so we need to take the time to show them support that they need. We have the privilege to pray for those in great times of need. And what a great time that we have to do these things. I'm going to share with you a habit that I'm trying to develop in my life that I'm not very good at. And I told you last week that we need to make different habits so that we can have a better relationship with God, and we need to make different habits so that we can have better relationships with each other. So the habit I've been trying to develop in my life, and I'm saying this for a reason, because maybe there's someone in here that needs to develop this as well. I've been trying to develop this habit. When somebody asks me to pray, they're asking me to pray for this reason. They're saying, Chad, this is bothering me, this is upsetting me, and I need your support in this area. Would you please give me some time in your life that you'll set aside for prayer? And so I'm trying to develop this habit. When somebody asks me to pray, if they're in person, whether on the phone, or there's somebody, if they're not with me, I take the time to pray. And the reason why I do that is because if I don't do it right then and there, guess what? I'm not going to do it. And so they asked me for a reason, and so I need to take the time and say, hey, man, I love you, and I'm going to support you in this area, and so let's take the time to pray for you. Am I good at it? No. But I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to develop that habit. A great support system is a group of believers that are willing to take the time and show support in praying. I've had a few folks reach out to me these last couple weeks and say, hey, I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. You know what that does for me? That excites me. One, it shows me that they care about me. And people like to know that they're cared about. People like to know that they are loved. So it's a great support system that we have. We can't possibly meet everyone's needs, but we serve a God who can. And we can take all requests that are given to us, and then we can take those requests to Him. The greatest time we can show support to others is when they suffer a loss, as I said a little while ago. The greatest words of comfort is this: hey, I'm praying for you. Those are the greatest words of comfort when you're going through that horrific loss of an individual. If we are to tell somebody that we are sorry for the loss, the greatest way that we can show that is by praying for them. I've heard some people say, hey, I'm sorry for your loss, and they mean nothing by it. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I've been in that situation. Hey, I'm sorry for your loss. Okay, well, how am I sorry for your loss? Am I taking the time to console with you? Am I taking the time to show you the support that you need by taking that time and lifting your needs up to the Lord? And so we have the time, we have the ability to do those things. If we were to tell, I appreciate so much the prayers that I've gone up for my family. I truly do. They're needed. And I'm not saying this to throw a pity party at all, but I'm just going to be flat out honest with you. I've had people ask me, hey, Chad, how you doing? You doing okay? And I know most of my family can probably testify this. I have not had the time to mourn the loss of my father. Think about that. He's been gone for a month now. I haven't had the time to grieve his loss. I haven't had the time to mourn his loss for this reason, because God's kept me busy. And to be honest with you, I don't think my dad would want me to mourn his loss, because our loss is his gain. But anyway, I'm not saying that for you to feel sorry for me, because that's the last thing that I want. But people go through difficult times when they lose somebody, and we need to be in prayer for them. Something silly happened the other day, and I'm going to tell you this. And the individual knows, as soon as I say a few things, he's going to know. I just let it out of the bag. It's a man. I tried to keep that away, but I didn't do that. So something silly happened the other day. And we're talking about support. And this is brought to my attention. A church member ran out of gas while on their way to work. And I'm not going to mention who it was. The good thing about this was there were other church members around, including myself. And as I walked out and I began to see other church members gathered around him with a gas tank in their hand, putting it into the car so that they can get to work. You know what I did? I said, okay, they're over there, everything's good. I got in my vehicle, drove over, and I just sat there. I didn't even get out of my vehicle to see if things were good to go. I assumed things were good to go, because I saw the gas can in the car. I seen them putting the gas can up and all those things. So I just assumed. But it was brought to my attention that I didn't even show support. You know, that's silly, but it's a good illustration for me to tell you tonight, because no matter what somebody's going through, we need to show our support. You know what I could have done instead of being so concerned about myself and just wanting to get home? Because I'm just going to be realistic with you. That's what I wanted. I just wanted to go home. I could have got out of my car and I could have said, okay, you got some gas in there. Let's drive to the gas station. I'll top it off for you. But I didn't do that. You see, when a brother and sister is in need, as silly as that sounds, we need to show support for each other. Would you not agree with that? And that's how we're to be acting towards each other. The Bible says we're to support the weak, and then it goes on, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That is so true. There's more joy of giving out of what you don't have to somebody else and to be able to see the smile on their face, because they're realizing, man, they love me, they're supporting me, and they're giving me of their time, they're giving me just a little bit of their money. And man, life is good. I get more joy out of being a help to somebody. I truly do. But there's times where I don't even show it. There's times where I put my own needs ahead of somebody else. And I put my own thoughts and my own consideration ahead of somebody else. The last area for us to look at tonight to show support for other believers is this, is to be encouraging to them. We all face discouragement. We all face some tough, difficult times in our life. And we all need to be encouraged. And I'm going to help us see some areas that we need to be encouraged. The way that comes to my mind to encouraging others and to be a support system to them is this. Encourage others to read your Bible. You know, that would be a great time for every single one of us to show support. Why is that? Because I know this for a fact. Not everybody reads their Bible every day. There might be some times you might get up late and you might put it off and say, I'll get to it later, and later doesn't come, and then it just happens. Can I tell on my dad real quick? I'm going to anyway. He can't get mad at me. He's in heaven. You know, he wasn't able to read his Bible every time. There's times where he lied in the hospital. He didn't have his Bible and he couldn't read. There's times he just couldn't read. But what a great encouragement that we can be to others. I remember the first time that he was in the hospital 5-6 years ago. His attitude began to change a little bit. It wasn't as good as it used to be. It was kind of negative. And I remember the words out of my wife's mouth, we need to get him the Word of God. And we got him the Word of God. But we need to encourage others to read the Bible. What a great support system to have, knowing that you have someone in your corner throwing support your way by giving of their time and their effort to you. By encouraging you to read his word. By the way, it's not our job to be browbeating people for not doing so. I'm not going to answer to God for them. I'm going to answer to God for myself. And if somebody's not reading it, and you know it, man, don't browbeat them. The best thing that you can do is to encourage them. And I appreciate so much people who encourage. As we continue to go on here tonight, the last way that we can show support is by supporting the church. So I've given us some areas where we can support each other through prayer, through encouragement, by being there for each other. But now let's talk about the church and how we can be supportive and giving to the church. We have so many avenues that we're able to do this in. You might not realize it, but there are. So I'm going to take a few moments to just mention a few for us to think about as we leave from here tonight. We have a great opportunity to show support by worshiping with others. What do you mean? Well, take a look around. I know there's folks on vacation. I understand that. But there are some folks who just aren't here. You know, we can be an encouragement to them and say, hey, I missed you today. I hope everything's okay. I can't wait to see you next week. I enjoy worshiping with other believers. We have another area, and that is this, to be praying with other believers during prayer time. I enjoy gathering around and being able to pray with other individuals in this church. And I understand not everybody makes that. I understand. And I'm not here to browbeat you. That's not my job. But I do encourage you, if you're not here to do it at home. Or do it throughout the week and lift up the people that you worship with to the Lord in prayer. So you have that opportunity to show support. God has given us another great opportunity, and that is this. To show support, to be giving by being involved in the outreach program that we know as Visitation. What a great opportunity that we had yesterday. To be able to, as Matt pointed out yesterday, hey, I got persecuted today or being made fun of. To be able to hear Greg, hey, there's an old lady on 25th and Avenue B who wanted to be having prayers for her. What a great opportunity that we can do by showing support in those areas. And I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but here's how you can show support if you don't go. Pray. Give a quick phone call. Give a quick text. Say, hey, man, I can't make it tonight or today. I just want to let you know I've got your back. I'm in your corner. I'm lifting your group up in prayer, and I'm praying that God opens doors for many opportunities. That is a great support system. The last one is this. It's a new program that we've had this past summer, the Servant Summer. These are all areas that need support from each church member, whether it is in person or it is done through prayer. And I'm going to say something that I've been wanting to say, because I'm thankful for a church who supports these things, but I'm thankful for the men who have stepped into a teaching role. We've had three men that have never taught before in our church, who 4 weeks ago began to plant a seed in the lives of individuals. We have another guy who's going to be teaching this week who has taught the young adult class, but I don't believe he's taught the young kids. But now that the seed has been planted, they're going to continue to water. And folks, what a great opportunity that we've had to be able to see one young person come to know the Lord as their Savior. How does that happen? It happens by showing support when opportunities are there. And what a great privilege that we have. I've looked around when this is going on, because that's one of the things that I like to do the most. I look around, I observe things. And here's what I have observed. These young people, they know that they are loved by you. They know it. I mean, I had a little young lady just hanging on my arm the other day, and just hanging out, talking with me. And she grabs my arm. I thought she was going to give me an Indian burn. And I was like, oh, please don't do this. It's going to hurt. But she looks at my arm. She goes, dude, you're hairy. But you know what? 4 weeks ago, we probably couldn't do that, because maybe they haven't seen support in areas in their life. But I know this. They know that they are loved. And these kids are not taking off right away. They're hanging around. Showing support to others will go a long way. And it comes by getting out of our comfort zone. That's what we need to do as believers. Show our support by getting out of our comfort zones. Amen? And that's what we need. I told you the thing that I struggle with, my comfort zone that I have a hard time getting out of, is going door to door. I struggle with it. I truly do. And so I know there's areas in my life where it's like, man, Chad, you better straighten up. You better ask for boldness. You better do this so that you need to practice what you preach. And that's so true. But folks, we need to show our support to one another. We need to be giving to one another. We need to be encouraging to one another, and we need to be lifting each other up in prayer. Amen? Well, let's have a word of prayer. God has been good today. Again, if you're wanting this prayer list to take home, I got a few of them that's maybe about six or seven left. I'll give them to you, and if we run out, we'll give you some more. And if you want some names added to this list, please let us know. We'll put them on there for you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, I just want to say thank you again for this church. Lord, love them. I thank you for their love and support. And Lord, help me be returning that back to them. God, I pray that you just bless us as we leave from here this week. And Lord, as we begin to look at others in this world, help us to understand that there are people out there who need our love, who need our time, and who need our support. And through that, Lord, hopefully we can show them who you are so that they can come to know you as Lord and Savior. We ask you these things tonight. We love you in your name. Amen.